WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Riley Hart here. Ever feel like life throws you curveballs faster than a major league pitcher? I'm talking those unexpected blows, the disappointments, the setbacks that leave you feeling deflated and wondering, how am I supposed to handle this? Well, you're not alone. We all face adversity at some point, but guess what? It doesn't have to define us. Today, we're diving deep into the powerful concept of resilience, building that inner strength to bounce back from anything life throws our way. Think of it like this. Imagine a rubber band. Stretch it out, put stress on it, and let go. What happens? It snaps right back. That's resilience in action. It's not about being invincible or pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about having the mental toughness to adapt, learn, and grow even when things get tough. So, how do we cultivate this super-powered resilience? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you become a master of bouncing back. 1. Reframe your perspective. This one's huge. When facing adversity, our minds often default to negative thought patterns, I can't handle this, this is a disaster, etc. But what if we flip the script? Instead of dwelling on the what-ifs and catastrophizing, try reframing the situation. Ask yourself, what's one positive takeaway I can learn from this? Or, what opportunity for growth does this present? It's like looking through a different lens, suddenly, challenges become stepping stones. 2. Embrace your emotions. Bottling up your feelings only makes things worse. Let yourself feel the disappointment, anger, frustration, whatever comes up. Acknowledge it, name it, and then gently let it go. Think of it as a wave. Feel it crash over you, but don't hold on to it. When we allow ourselves to process emotions healthily, we create space for clarity and resilience. 3. Cultivate self-compassion. Be your own best friend. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a loved one going through a tough time. Talk to yourself with encouragement, not criticism. Remember, everyone stumbles sometimes, it's part of being human. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep moving forward. 4. Build your support network. You don't have to go through this alone. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, inspire you, and offer a listening ear. Share your struggles, ask for help when you need it, and celebrate each other's successes. Remember, true strength lies in connection. 5. Focus on what you can control. When facing adversity, it's easy to feel overwhelmed by factors outside of our control. But here's the game changer. Focus your energy on what you can influence. Maybe that means setting realistic goals, taking small steps each day, or simply choosing to approach each situation with a positive attitude. Remember, you have more power than you think. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who lost her job unexpectedly. Her initial reaction? Panic, fear, and a feeling of being completely lost. She spiraled into negative thoughts, wondering how she'd make ends meet and questioning her worth. But then, Sarah remembered something. She had an incredible network of supportive friends and family who offered encouragement and practical advice. She reframed the situation, seeing it as an opportunity to explore new career paths that aligned with her passions. Sarah started taking online courses, updated her resume, and even reached out to former colleagues for advice. Slowly but surely, she built back her confidence and landed a fulfilling new job. Sarah's story isn't just about finding a new job, it's about resilience in action. She faced a challenging situation, acknowledged her feelings, sought support, reframed her perspective, and took control of what she could. The result? Not only did she overcome the setback, but she emerged stronger and more empowered than ever before. So remember, building resilience isn't about avoiding challenges altogether, it's about developing the tools to navigate them with grace and strength. Embrace your emotions, seek support, focus on what you can control, and always remember, you are capable of incredible things. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one step you can take today to cultivate more resilience in your life? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. See you tomorrow for another episode of Overthinking Cure, Quiet Your Mind. Until then, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.